So the Gemara here on Gibel of Beis, I think we're in the middle of that last time. The Gemara tells us that Rav Chiya Kamaisa, the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us, just to get back to where we were, that Rav Chiya was Mechadesh, we have a din of Moda B'Miktas, right? So Moda B'Miktas means, the classic case is, that if Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon responds that I owe you not $100, but less than $100, $20, $50, whatever the case may be. So the Gemara says that that's the din of Moda B'Miktas, and you're Chayv Shvua D'Oraisa. And Rav Chiya came up with the idea that even if we're dealing with Kofar HaKol, as Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon responds, I don't owe you a penny, that even in that circumstance, if the Edim are made about a partial Chiyuv, the Edim are testifying that he owes a 20 or 50 or 70, as the case may be, so even though there's no Hodah, Shalot Tehei Hadas Edim, right, Shalot Hodas Piv Gedola Me'Hadas Edim, so that hodas baldin should not be more effective than hagadas edim. So the rule is that just like we have a chiyuv shvua based on a partial hashlumin in the case of piv, so too you will have a partial chiyuv hashlumin will generate a shvua b'sha'ar b'miktas in the case of hadas edim. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara says that that's based on a kal v'chomer, because piv is less effective than edim. Edim is the gold standard of evidence. Piv is just hodas v'aldin k'medim dami. If piv has the ability to generate a shvua on the rest, so then hadas edim will have that capacity as well. That's the Gemara that we were discussing. So part of the Then we went on to discuss the Shaka Vitaria, analyzing whether this Kal V'Chomer is an effective one or not. So the Gemara says here, six lines down from the top of the page, Umay Kal V'Chomer. Right? What is this Kal V'Chomer? This is on Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Ma Piv She'ein Mechayvo Mamon Mechayvo Shvua, Eidim She'mechayvin Oso Mamon, Ein Odin She'mechayvin Oso Shvua. So originally the Gemara thought that the Kal V'Chomer was based on the ability to be Mechayev Mamon. And the Gemara says, Hadas Edim can always be Mechayev you Mamon. That if witnesses come to court and they testify that somebody owes money, that obligation, right, will be discharged by virtue of the evidence of the Edim. But that is not true in the case of Piv, and therefore Edim is stronger than Piv, and therefore Edim should be stronger than Piv with regard to a Shvua as well. Then the Gemara immediately responds that that's simply factually incorrect. Gemara says, "Upiv ein mechayvin mamon, v'ha hodas baldin kimeya edim dami." We have a rule that hodas baldin is kimeya edim. So when we read this Gemara last week, I mentioned that it's a little bit strange. Like, you don't usually see a Gemara where there's an exchange like this, where the Gemara says something that is completely wrong, completely in error, and then the Gemara says, well, is that true? And then they just say, yeah, that's not true. And then they move forward. You would always want to know what the Hava Mina was. What was the Gemara thinking? Probably they knew that Hadas Baldin is Kemedim Dami. Just 1 second, I didn't say anything yet. But when I say, then probably, you know. When I say, then you could say. But first I have to say. So the... there you go. So the Gemara understood, you know, even beforehand that Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami. It seems that probably the question was whether Hodas Baldin, even if it's Kemedim Dami, right, really has the capacity to be Mechayev Mamon. And the question is, what do we mean? What do we mean by that? So as we're going to explain in just a minute, it really depends on how you understand the din of Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami. And that's what we want to explore a little bit more today, because there is some question as to how that works, and we're going to run through very quickly the four models that we alluded to last week. One of which is that even though Hodah Spaldin is Kameidim Dami, it's not based on objective evidence. It's based on the subjective Matana or Ischaibus. And maybe that's what the Gemara thought. Maybe what the Gemara was saying was, it's true that if a person is Modeh, right, that he will pay. But he doesn't pay because he's obligated to pay. He pays because he has committed himself to pay. So a commitment to pay, which doesn't reflect any objective obligation, maybe that is insufficient when it comes to generating the spillover of Modeh B'Mikzas. So I'll put it this way. If that can generate a spillover, Shchiyuv Shvuah, Modeh B'Mikzas, even though it doesn't reflect any objective obligation, so then Edim, who really established that you owe the money, not just that you are committed to paying the money, that certainly would be the case. That's my suggestion. I haven't seen it, but that's the suggestion that that I'm making. That would work in nicely according to the perspective that Hodah Spaldin isn't really objective evidence. The problem with that is that if that's really true, then it's hard to understand why it really would trigger a Chiyuv Shvuah, number one. And number two, the rest of the continuation of the Gemara becomes a little more difficult as well, as the Ksos himself points out. So we're going to go through that Ksos in a minute. But before I do, let me just read a couple of more lines. So the Gemara says, my mamon, maybe the mamon that we're referring to is knas. Maybe the point is that edim are mechayiv and knas, and piv is not mechayiv knas. So the Gemara says, ma piv she'en mechayiv o knas, that's how we learn the Kal v'chomer. Piv, hodas baldin, which doesn't have the ability to trigger a chiyuv knas, let's say a gneva, or tvicho mechira, or shloshim shel eved, right, mechayiv o shvua, and yet it has the ability to create a chiyuv shvua. So edim shemechayiv and also knas, edim that have the ability to trigger a knas, because if two edim were to testify that this man stole an object, Geneva, as opposed to Gazel, he would pay Kefel. If they were to testify that he did Tzvicho Mechira on the stolen object, they would pay a dollar the hay, you know, and so on and so forth. Einodin Shemechayv and Oso Shvua. So the Gemara says, Malapiv Shekain Mechayv and Korban, Tomer Be'edim Shein Mechayv and Oso Korban. But the Kal v'Chomer is undermined if you have any situation where Piv is more effective than Edim. And we find that in the area of Karbanos, it's possible that Piv is more effective than Edim. How is that true? Because Piv can be Mechayev you a Karban. If the person admits that he ate Chelev, then he will have to bring a Karban Chatas. Tomer be'edim, but when it comes to Edim, ein Mechayev enoso Karban, that's the view of the Rabbanah. So the Gemara explains, Holo Kasha, Rab Chia Kraber Svirele de Amar Edim Mechayev enoso Karban, Mikal v'chomer. This statement, this Kal v'Chomer, is going to be Aliba to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that even when it comes to Karbanos, Edim can obligate someone in a Chiyuv Chatos. And then the Gemara explains what the background of this argument is all about. It's not. Omru lo shnayim achal techelev. Two people, two Edim, in other words, confront an individual, and they say to him, didn't you, we just saw you eating chelev, you have to bring Karban Chatos. And he responds and says, I didn't do it. I didn't eat it. So Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, the Chachamim Potrim. The Chacham say that since he refuses to admit it, there's no admission. Even though there are Edim, right? Nonetheless, there's no Chiyuv Karban. Chiyuv Karban, Chatas, requires his admission. And and Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir says that there is a Chiyuv. And then the Mishnah explains Rabbi Meir's view. Amar Rabbi Meir, im hebiu shnayim l'dei misa chamura, if two edim are effective enough to establish a capital crime and to therefore justify capital punishment, in other words, we believe edim in all circumstances, so lo yiviuhu l'dei karban akal, they won't be enough to bring him to a chi of karban. So the Gemara says, amru lo, they answered him, even the Chachamim answered Rav Meir to explain, well, how could it be that Edim are insufficient? How could it be that Piv is better than Edim? Mayim Yirtzalomar Mezid Hayisi Yiftar. If what would happen if he were to say, I ate the Chelev, but I ate it B'mezid, I didn't eat it B'shogeg. So here this is Machlokas Rishonim, we talked about this last week, how to read this line in the Gemara. Rashi interprets that what happens is that he, meaning the person who's accused of eating the chalev, is in total denial. He claims he didn't eat it at all. And what the Gemara is saying is that had he chosen to admit it, but had claimed that he ate it b'nezid and not b'shogeg, we would have believed him, and he would not bring in korban chatos, because the chatos is only brought b'shogeg. The very fact that he has the option, the migu, to say mezid or yisi, is a reason to believe him when he says lo achalti klal. That's how Rashi reads this line in the Gemara. And the Bali Tosis and the Ramban disagree, because they say we have a rule, and that is that migu b'makom edim lo aminan. You never believe somebody b'migu with what he could have said, or based on the credibility that he gains by virtue of his having had an alternative taina. That's never a reason to believe him, right, against the explicit testimony of edim, right? That's migu b'makom edim lo aminan. And the Ramban kind of implies, when he rejects this Rashi, for the same reason that Tosfos does, says, well, what are you saying? That this particular particular category of Korban, the rule of Migul Balkamedim doesn't apply, which probably is exactly what Rashi has in mind, based on Behodei Lav Chataso, or Vizvada, that actually Migul here is superior to Edim, but in a way that we'll try to explain in a minute. Yeah.
The here is not contested to Edom. I can understand Edom because Edom or Renon when the two work against.
Well, it is contested. The Edom say that he.
Edom is saying you ate Pelech. He's not. The Migo is saying, okay, I ate it, but I ate it.
No. When we say Migo b'makom Edom lo, Migo b'makom Edom lo Renon, we don't mean the alternative Taina. We mean the Taina that he's claiming. When we say generally Migo b'makom Edom lo Renon, we don't mean that's the one he could have said. So here, he could have said, Mezid Hayisi. What is he saying? Lo Achalti. The Edom are saying Achalta. Right? That's Migu Lokom Edom. His Migu is contradicted by Edom. That's a classic Migu Lokom Edom, Lo Amrina. Not the alternative Taina, the actual Taina is contradicted by witnesses. So what normally you say about Migu, let's say usually, that since he could have made this other claim, so that's, we believe him, he has credibility, but you're going to believe him more than the Edom who say that the claim is false, right? Not the alternative claim, the one that he's making. That's the problem. Okay, anyways, the Bali Tosfos think it's wrong, the Ramban thinks it's wrong. What they say is that what's happening here is something else. The fellow comes to, the fellow was brought to court by the Edom, and they said, and he said, Lo Achalti. Right? I'm sorry, by somebody brought him to, he said, Lo Achalti. Or somebody confronted him, he said, Lo Achalti. Then Edom come forward, and they say, right, Achalta, Chelev, we saw it. So then he responds by saying, what I meant when I said, Lo Achalti, I'm not a gossiper, right? So what I meant was, legally, Lo Achalti. Right? I didn't mean I didn't eat the object. I meant I didn't eat it in a manner which is mechayev mi chatas. So achalti shogeg ella meir. So Rav Meir says, listen, when a person says lo achalti, we don't credit, the typical interpretation is not, you didn't eat it this manner, you ate it in that manner. You didn't eat it in the way that's going to generate carbon. Guy says, well, lo achalti, take him at face value. He didn't eat it. So now you're mitartzinan dibure in such a way that it's bedochak, and we don't believe it. That's Rav Meir. Im shnayim edim mevi'im oso lidei, right, misa hachamura, then we should bring in the korban akal. That's their argument. And the chachamim say, my mirtzalom armezer ayisi, right, since he could have said, at the outset he could have said it differently. We believe it. We still believe him to interpret his initial justification, right? Not in terms of the fact, but in terms of the legal significance of the fact. That's how we read the Gemara according to Bali Tosfos. Okay. Then the Gemara goes on to say, Ela Mala Piv Shekein Mechayva Osham. Right. So this is fascinating because we just finished saying that there's a machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim with regard to Korban Chatos, whether or not Edom can impose a Chiyuv or not. Now the Gemara is basically saying, fine, good, but what about Asha? Now in the end, one line later, the Gemara is going to say, Asha Mainu Korban. Meaning whatever we just said about Chatos applies to Asha. But obviously, again, there's a Havamina, there's a point in the Gemara where they think that there's a good reason to distinguish between Chatas and Asham. And that's fascinating. One step further, Elamala Piv Shekein B'chai B'chomesh, right? Same idea. So the Gemara once again says, Holo Kasher Abchia Krab Meir Sfirale, Ki Heichin B'chai B'lei Korban, Mikal V'chomer, B'chai B'lei Chomesh, Mikal V'chomer. Once again, so you have three applications of this machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Chatas, Asham, Chomesh. And it sounds like the Gemara is saying, you know, that even if it's true that we accept Rabbi Meir by Chatas, maybe not by Asham, even if by Asham, maybe not by Chomesh.
What's the taina by Chomesh?
I'm sorry?
What's the taina by Chomesh?
No, the Chomesh is if he denies it, and you know, then he swears falsely. So that's the Chomesh. Im nishba v'kafar, look at Rashi, Chomesh v'yasham, im nishba v'kafar mamon v'hoda k'siv o mikol asher yishav alav l'sheker. So that's the case. Elam alapiv, then the Gemara says, Elam alapiv shekein ena bakchashu ba'zama, tomer be'edim she'eshna bakchashu ba'zama. But there's still another example where piv is more effective than edim. Even getting away from chatas, asham, chomesh. And that is when it comes to hazama v'akhasha, meaning if a person is involved in hodah spaldin k'nedim dami, right, he is not subject to akhasha. We'll explain what this means in a second, the hazama. But if there are two edim, they're subject to akhasha and hazama. So which is stronger, edim or piv? Apparently, piv. That breaks up the kavachomer, right, because the whole kavachomer is based on edim being stronger than piv. Ella Asya Neid Echad. So that's when the Gemara decides that maybe the source should be for Eid Echad. Let's stop here for a second. So a few things I just want to zero in on. So first let's get back to Hodas Faldin Kameidim Dami. So this is what we started with. Number one, we pointed out that the Gemara originally had a half a line where they thought that Hodas Faldin doesn't trigger a Chiyuv Mamon. We said that's like, well, there's no day in the Gemara ever that says that denies Hodas Faldin Kameidim Dami. What was that line in the Gemara about? So I made the suggestion that if you take the view that Hodas Faldin is just a Matana B'Alma or a Yischaivus B'Alma, so even though you have to pay, but you're paying based on commitment, not based on our belief that there's a reason for you to pay, and maybe that is Nogea to Hodas Faldin Kameidim Dami. Then the question is, when the Gemara answers Hodas Faldin Kameya Eidim Dami, what happened? So there are two ways to explain it. One is to say that the Gemara changed its mind. You know, it didn't change its mind about Hodas Faldin Kameidim Dami, it just changed its mind about Modeh B'Miktzas. Meaning, in Modeh B'Miktzas, is it important that the Chiyuv Mamon, right, be a result of an objective belief that he owes the money? Or is it sufficient in Modeh B'Miktzas that he's committed to pay Miktzas, even if he's not necessarily owing Miktzas? So what the Gemara changed its mind about was in the Mechayiv of Modeh B'Miktzas, do we care whether there's an objective basis for the Tashlum Miktzas, or do we just care that there is a Chiyuv, that there's a Tashlume Miktzas? That's one way to read the two lines of the Gemara, in my opinion. The other way to interpret is that the Gemara Gufa is discussing Hodas Faldin Kameidim Dami. Originally, the Gemara just called it Piv, if you remember. So the Gemara says, Piv is not Mechayiv Mamon, meaning what? Well, everybody knows that piv, you have to pay out the money. Yeah, but it's not mechayev mamon, right? It's a ischaivus or a matana. It's nesinas mamon, right? But it's not a real chiyuv. So then when the Gemara answer, there's another way to read the Gemara. The Gemara answered, no, hodas faldin kemeya edim dami. Now by adding the words kemeya edim dami, maybe that was the Gemara's way of saying, don't think hodas faldin is ischaivus or matana v'alma. Hodas faldin is rooted in our belief that this really happened. We believe him with respect to this issue. Ah, if we believe him, right, then that can be already a foundation for Modeh B'Miktzas. Ah, so that's my background in all of this. Thixos does not speak at all about that first line in the Gemara and about the two possible ways to explain the Hava Minan Maskana. That he does not speak about at all, nor does anybody else. Nor did the Rishonim, or anybody that I'm aware of, in this shock of attire. That's my little Hosafa. But my Hosafa is really an elaboration on the last line that we just read, where the Ksos does weigh in. Ah, so what does the Ksos say about the last line? So the Ksos basically quotes two opposite perspectives on Hodas Baldin Kemedim. Remember, we're going to read it inside in just 1 minute. I'll just tell you what to anticipate first. The first one is the one I just mentioned, which is that Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami is based on Hischaivus Umatana. So the Ksos, so that's the view that he quotes in the name of the Mari Belev. And we'll see where he gets it in a second. So he says, but if that's true, he says, then I don't understand something. When the Gemara says, Ma lepiv, shekein, einon, ba'chashu ba'zama, tomar ve'edim sheyeshnam, ba'chashu ba'zama, what is the Gemara trying to prove? That maybe it's not true that piv is weaker than edus. Maybe piv is stronger than edus. After all, piv can resist ha'chashu ba'zama, it can overcome ha'chashu ba'zama, whereas edus cannot overcome ha'chashu ba'zama. Correct? But is that really true if you think that Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami is just Matana and Ischaibus?
No.
Not at all, because while factually it's true, in other words, if I am Ischaib myself to pay you $100, I say, I owe you $100. And the Edom come along and they say, that's a lie. You do not owe $100. Moreover, the story that you're telling, that you borrowed $100 yesterday, in the following location, right? That's not even true, because you were with us. Where?
Chicago.
In Chicago. Always in Chicago. Right? So the point is that, right? We're always giving you a nod one way or another. So the point is that it's true that the Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami is going to survive that, but not because it's strong, not because it's more credible than Edus, but because it's a Chaiva, it's a Matana. I can always give a Matana.
Right.
It's just the mechanism of giving a Matana. So the Ikso says, if Mari Ben Leib were telling the truth, we're right about his characterization of Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami, then it's not a Pirach of the Kavachomer. That is the that's the argument of the Ksos. So the Ksos says, in my opinion, you have to say exactly the opposite. What is exactly the opposite? Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami is not only more than Hischaibus and Matana, it is actual Edus Gemura. How can it be Edus Gemura? It's only one person. He's a Kar of Liatzmo. Right? It doesn't have to even be an Eid Kasher. It could be a woman, could be an apostle, right? So what are we even talking about? How can you talk about Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami being real Eidus with all of those things? So this is a classic. This is the Ksos, and he has it all over the Sefer. The Ksos says, Rashi in Kiddushin says, Asher Yomar, on the Pasuk, Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh, that's the makar of Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami. What did he mean to say by that? I'm not sure why the Ksos thinks that's what Rashi meant to say. But this is, he's like so enamored by this Rashi, you'll see even in this piece. But it's all through the Ksos. If he says it once, he says it 20 times. Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh, Rashi and Kiddushin. What does that mean? It means that we rewrite the Dinim of Edus when it comes to a person's own domain. When it comes to his own matters that affect no one else, we believe him, even though al-atzmo, we believe a karov, we believe an isha, we believe apostle, we believe an echad, right? Kishnayim edim. Ad kedekach, I'll show this to you inside in just a second, ad kedekach, says the Ksos, that it's hard to understand, since this really is edus, well now we can understand ma'alapiv, shekein, Einan Bakasho Bazama, that it's stronger even than Edus in a sense, because we're talking about the level of credibility, right? But he says, I just don't understand one thing. I don't understand why it's not Bakasha. Because if it's Shnayim Edim, it should be no better than the Trei Kameya, which applies to regular Edim. Now, in fact, the Ritva does address this issue. That's the first Ritva. That's what we read at the very end of last year. It's refer to it again quickly. Tomar b'piv shenu b'kasher b'azama, the first entry. Tirshim ho dalatzmo chayva filu bo edim veizimu vokishimu reu chayva filu chazer omen iskart yishu kedibre edim kivet odi odi vodos badin chashuva yoser mi edim. The Ritva adds the words hodos badin is more than edim. My damina and the chol duch hodos badin kitmei edim, it's like 100 edim. Lab dafka, inexact, it's imprecise. Dim kenki ike edim the machishin way, when our edim will contradict nema the trei kameo mea katrei. And the guzman ektina, it's an exaggeration. Hodos badin chashuva b'chamakom afilu b'makom edim, kameo edim b'makom she'en sham edim. When you have hodos badin against witnesses, it's like you have 100 witnesses against nobody. Oh, she'en sham elei dechad kenegdam, or 100 witnesses against one witness. So the Ritva doesn't explain the language, he just basically says it's inexact. The Ksos, as we'll see in a moment, was really bothered by this question. The fact that, and he leaves it to Tzarachiyun, the fact that he's bothered by it shows you how seriously he took this idea that you could rewrite the Dinei Eidos when it comes to Tchum Atzmo. Okay. So now I just want to look at the Ksos inside. I want to show you the two extremes, and I want to suggest that there are two more moderate possibilities. Yeah. What do you need?
We don't have the sheets.
Okay,
but there are
no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just have to listen.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, consider the element of Negiya on Edim.
Yeah.
When you have two Edim, there's always the possibility that there's Negiyas and Negiya.
What do you mean, possibility of Negiyas?
In other words, the Hodor, and the Negiya against interest Hodor, he's the ultimate Negiya. Because it's
right, but we're talking about he's made lichovaso against his own interest.
Right. So in other words, he has the ultimate negia on his own faith, and notwithstanding, he admits against his interest. So what could be more powerful than that?
Right, but if we really believe that two Adam are fact, and we also think that that somebody who there are people who just are not qualified as Edim, right? So it's still a huge chiddush to say that constitutes the din of Edus. But you call it something else, that's what I'm going to suggest in a minute. We have a phrase, in the Gemara in Krisus that we're talking about, we have a phrase, Neman Adam Alatzmo Yoser Mimea Ish. Man is believed about his own matters more than 100 people. Yoser, right? No, that's not Hodos Baldin Kanadim, dummy. That's not Edus, most likely. It's Nemanus. It's a kind of Nemanus. The Chiddush of the Ksos is that he sees this really as the rewriting of Dine Edus, even though it's so radical, it's challenging a half dozen major rules. All based on Rashi's Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh. That's what's remarkable about. But let's look inside. We'll see it. So this is the Ksos. Look at the on page, we'll try to read as clearly as we can. It all starts off with a tshuva actually about Nogea B'davar, which is what you asked about, right? It all starts, it's Ksos HaChoshen Simen Lama Dalet Sif Katan Dalet. Right? So, B'tshuvas Marib and Leib, Nistapek. This is just a very famous ksos. Meaning, a hired witness, right? Not an expert witness, like, we're familiar with, a hired gun witness is, somebody who's an expert whose, testimony is, meant to establish some sort of, expertise, ballistics, coroner, what?
In Chicago, the ballistics.
In Chicago, everything's in Chicago. So, but here we're not talking about that. But in Noto Scarlahoy, I want to pay you for your trip from Chicago, okay? And a little more, Can you do that or not? Everybody agrees that it's Pasul Medraban. Right? A witness who is on the payroll is Pasul Medraban. The question is, he also Pasul Minatora? So the Mari ben Leib was mistapek. This is fascinating, right? We don't know in the Gemara. We don't have it in the Gemara. They feel the safek hazeh, safek ha'acher shem mistapek. Right? And that is, no ge'er the pasal, imishum the chashinu lenin mishakev the shvil anaso. Imkei notel skar lahoyd nami pasal me atar the chashinu l'sheker. Right? Inema pasal me psul nage mishum the adam karov etzal atzmo avalo chashinu l'mishakev imkei notel skar lahoyd kashim natara. So basically, Mari ben Leib was dealing with the question whether or not hiring somebody to testify disqualifies them in a Torah midrabanan, and he just suggested that it depends on another issue. If the psul of nogea b'davar is chashash sheker, then you have that by notel skar lahoid as well, because we think he might lie because he, you know, is obviously he has incentive, you know, to testify on behalf of the person who hired him, right? On the other hand, if the basis for nogea b'davar is that some sort of an objective psul korva, because he's close to the case, here he's not close to the case, he's just a third party. Okay. And therefore the psul would only be dropped on him. So the ksul says, only yes, daiti nira kilushon achron, denotoschar kashaloid binatara. Says, I think that nogea b'davar is based on karov liatzmo, right? A person being, psul karov. Therefore, the payment on behalf of testimony is only a psul drabon. That's the closest conclusion. Now, if you go to the next paragraph, so he says, oh, but if that's the case, then we have a problem. Kimi denotel skar minatora, kosher minatora, v'lo chashin l'mishaker, b'shvil hanos mamon yoy tsheker, Ne'ata tzarch bir b'time of the nogea pasul min haTorah kimi d'lachashinon l'mishaker b'shvil hanos mamon yoyid sheker. V'zel l'shon ha'tshuv of Mari ben Leib. Dim nogea pasul mishum karov im kein lachov amai ne'man. Now, did he say that a nogea b'davar is excluded because we think that he might lie? So let's say a nogea b'davar is made against his own interest. Lachov. Then we should believe him. Unless he's a masochist, right? If he's testifying against his own interest, right? There's no chashash sheker, right? As you said before, it's a powerful reason to believe him. Actually, not to believe him, right?
Yeah.
However, if the reasoning behind nogea b'davar is that he's a karov liatzmo, that's some sort of an objection. I mean, he's too close to the case, and he's a karov liatzmo. So isn't the karov pasul whether he's meid lakov or lezakos? If your brother cannot testify on your behalf, not to your benefit and not against your interest, right? So if the karov leatzma, why is it the nogea? Now the truth is that nogea lakov is a machlokas or rishonim. Really, the Tshuvas Harash says that nogea lakov is not believed. But this question is based on the assumption that we paskin like the Nebuke Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch in the Siman that deals with this topic, the Siman Lamed Zayin, which deals with Nogea, paskins that Nogea Lechov is kosher. So if Nogea Lechov is kosher, how could that be? How is that compatible with a Karov being made Lechov? Doesn't make sense. So that's why the Mari ben Leib, the Helasham, the Hadakasha Lachov, Aina Mishum Dasinla, Mitaras Chiv, Mitaras Matana. This is just an interesting window into how halachic doctrines, you know, come about. Right? Because of this perspective and this question, Mari ben Leib was forced to address a different question and was forced into the conclusion that his Chaivus, Hodas Baldin, Kemedim Dami, is a matana on his chayvus, meaning when he testifies against his own interest, right? It's not midin edus. It's not that nogea lechov is not a nogea. It's that it's hodas baldin kemedim dami, which is a matana and his chayvus. That's the Mari ben Leib. That's what brought him kivin diyachal adam lechayv atzmo kasheino chayev. Right, he can commit himself to something even though he's not obligated. Right? Lachmana. Atzmo. So basically, the reason that a nogea lechov is neman, according to Mari ben Leib, is because it's a matana. Oh. Now skip to the next page and the second paragraph. Oh, the gam b'taima de Mari ben Leib kasha li tuva. So ba'omer lahadam b'achakach bo edim de eno neman. Everybody have it? The second paragraph. Are we on the same? Do we have the same tsuras? Okay. The gam b'taima de Mari ben Leib kasha li tuva. The ba'omer lahadam b'achakach bo edim de eno neman lomer paraiti. Afagav de edim midim shapara b'shum dehu neman al atzma yoser b'kalam lo levisu kilam lo paraiti. The other Abba, who bought Lifter Atzma Batinus Paraiti. Voda, the Chi of Kaddish Vade Boy Atamedai, who blew Atameda Lav Kluva. What's he asking? He's asking a very interesting question. What did Mari ben Leib just say based on the. Right? Nogea B'davar, this is how it all started. Just like tracing it back. It's fascinating. Nogea B'davar, I'm sorry, Socher Edim is Rabbanan. Why? Because Nogea B'davar isn't Sheker, it's Kor of Liatzmo. But if Nogea B'davar is Kor of Liatzmo, why is he Neman Lachov? Because Hodos Baldin is Ischaibus. Fine. Right? So we see, we went from something in Hilchos Eidus to something in Hilchos Ischaibus. Fine. Now, if that's true, says the Ksos, I have a kasha. Because we have the following halacha. Let's say somebody says to someone else, you owe me $100. Right? And the guy says, I never borrowed a penny from you. Right? So the rule is, kola omar lo lavisi, ki ilu omar lo paraiti. When he says, I never borrowed $100 from you, he no longer has the capacity to say, I paid you back. Because if I say, I never borrowed from you, right? Then it's as if I said, I also never paid you back. How would I pay you back if I never borrowed from you? So what happens? He said, the guy confronted him. He said, you owe me $100. He answered him. He said, I never met you. I never borrowed from you. Leave me alone. Right? Now the next day, Adam come, and they say, you know, we are made that he borrowed money from him. But we don't know anything about the Piron. So normally he would have been able to say, if a guy came to court and he said, you owe me $100, I have witnesses that you borrowed money. And he said, sure, I borrowed money. But I paid you back. Not shtar. We're talking about a milval pet, a regular milva, an oral loan. He'd be believed. Or let's say he's even more than that. But in this case, it's not going to work. Why? Because kala omer lo lavisi, kala omer lo paraiti. Not only that, it's even more than that. Let's say the edim testify that he was Lava Upara. They didn't came to court and they said, we saw he borrowed $100, we also saw that he paid it back. But he said, I never borrowed. So even then we say, Kolo Omer Lo Lavisi Kilo Amar Lo Paraiti. Right? So the Ksos says, listen, what are you going to say? The Mari ben Leib says what? Hodos Baldin is his Chaivus, it's Matana. That's fine and good when he wants to give away his money. But what are you going to say about a situation where he doesn't want to give away a penny? How are you going to say it's a schaivus a matana then? Meaning, he said, lo lavisi. And we say, kolo omer lo lavisi, kilo lomer lo paraiti, even with our edim, who say, lava upara. That's based on what? Presumably based on Hodas Baldin Kamedim Dami, because when he said, Lo Lavi, Kaloma, Lo Lavisi, so what if he said Lo Paraiti? Who cares? The answer is he was Mischaiv himself. Right? But if you say it's really based on Ischaivus and Matana, not based on believing him, or being committed to his view of the truth, right? So should it work in a situation where he wasn't interested in giving up anything? He was interested in being exempt here. In walking away without paying a penny. But through some efforts to completely deny the other party, so he ended up undermining his own position. So the Ksos says, but that doesn't make sense if it's based on the Schaivus and Matana. That's the question. Oh. Not only that, it says, but to create a new chiyuv, if you want to say kolam lo levisi, kilam lo paraiti is like a new chiyuv, then you need the words, the magical words, atanedai. Because atanedai is a way of establishing a new eschaivus. They don't have that here. What's the answer for the Ksos? What would the Mari Belev answer? Mari Belev says that this is eschaivus amatana. But that this is the first moderation. But does he mean by that the words are completely irrelevant? That's what happens. The guy says, I owe you $100 in a regular case. Right? So what we're saying is, it's not that we believe him, but we respect that commitment, right? We consider it to be the equivalent of a schaivus umatana. But there are two ways to explain that. The way that Ksos understood it was in the most extreme way. And that is, forget about the words, right, I owe you money. They are just an excuse for saying, I hereby give you money. But there's another possibility. And that is that there's a ischaibus, not just of money, but to a process. The ischaibus is to a certain scenario, to a certain version of the truth. And basically I'm playing out that option wherever it takes me. Right? There's an underlying right commitment, right, to following through, you know, according to this version. So that's fine and good when I come to you and I say I owe you $100. So I say, you know what, as a matana, the Torah's matana v'ischaivus, we treat it as if he really owes the guy $100. And if he comes and he says, Lola Visi, that's what the Gemara says. Kalo Amar Lola Visi, Kilo Amar Lola Parat. Then he's a mischaiv to that. That's his matana. His mischaiv is a matana, is to play it out as if Lopara. And Lopara means Lopara Velalava. So what are you going to say? Oh, he didn't, but he fooled himself. So he fooled himself. He didn't intend to give away the money. But he did intend to commit himself to this particular version of reality. However that ends up applying. That would answer the Ksos's question. In any case,
it makes a lot of sense because we're kind of bifurcating the agent. We're saying we believe them on the Lavisi, and we don't believe on the
Karatis. Right.
The way the Rabbi just learned, if you can just accept that their aid is fully compatible.
Right.
But we have a separate strand going on.
Yep. Yep, exactly. Very cool. Okay. Then Ksos goes on and says as follows. The O Damina Bresh Parakamad Abab Metziah. Everybody have that? We're continuing. We're in the second paragraph. Six lines down, in the second paragraph.
12.
What? 12. 12, okay. I have my originals, which didn't have the numbers. Vod Amina Bereis Parakam de Bamatsia. Lo Tehe, Odos Piv Gedolim Ados Eidim, Ma Piv Shein Mechayv Mamon Mechayv Shvua, Hu Parak Hu Piv Eidim Mechayv Mamon Odos Vodin Kemedim Dami, Ela Mala Piv Shein Mechayv Oknas, Hu Parak Mala Piv Shein Bakhashav Azama, the Shakavatari of our Gemara. So the Ksos is sticking all of this discussion now into our Gemara. The name of time of the piv mishumatan of the chiyuv. Then came ech shaych beakash of azama. Vavadai bematana matzi yoiv. Same question, same kind of question, right? This is the question we mentioned before. How can you say that Piv is stronger than Edim because Piv withstands Akashav Azama? It's just because it's a matana. It's a Yischaibus. Not because it's stronger that we believe it more. My Ulma de Piv Yosem Edim. It's not true that Piv is stronger than Edim. But in the Nemanus, when it comes to belief credibility, Adaraba, Edim Nemanim Yosem Piv. right? Shamba Barakam the Bamatsia, who says, Meha Shamina the Misha Hoda Bebezan, the Chaz Raman is Karti, let's say the guy tried to retract his Nischaivos. Oh, I remember now, right? I did pay. Afavish Adam Eden Kidvarav, even if they didn't back him up, ain't much kichim, but we don't listen to him. If he still is insisting that he owes my umma the pib matanu the kayoyv le'ayin sham bimkain gam anu nomar imu b'taras matanu v'chiyuv my umma the pib neged edim. Again, in what sense is pib stronger than edim? It's just a schaibus kim deina elamitam matanu havalo b'taras namanos vod mukra hu adavar midin motive mixas tachiva taras shvua. Now he gets back to the first point, which is why is motive mixas mechayev shvua more than kofar kol? What's that? That's the pasuk, but how does it work? Right? Yeah. So the question is why, though? What is it about hoda'ah as opposed to kofar,
right,
that gives you that added chiyuv? So he's explaining. Ilu haya kofar bakol bifnei bezdin. Let's say a guy came to bezdin and he said, the guy said, you owe me $100, right? And the other guy responded and he said, I don't owe you a penny. However, Elisha Omer, Afa Bikeinani Machayiv Atzmi, Bifnechem Bechamishim Zuz. But he said to the guy, I don't owe you anything, but I'm hereby committing to give you a present of $50. Right? Would anybody say that that's a motive of mixas?
Can you enforce such a promise?
Yes.
A verbal promise?
Yes.
In other words, I can say I'm going to give you $50 and it's enforceable.
Well, certainly if you say Atanei, this is the Rambam in, let's assume for the moment, the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Fechas Mechira, Halacha Tazvav, says that. That if a person is Mischayev himself, he says, I owe you $100, then, without any other evidence or kinyan, that works. Let's assume for the moment. Ein bazeh chiyuv shvua. He says, I don't believe that if a person is kofar akol, he says, Avol bikein ahinani no sin l'cha matana, right, shel shloshim or chamishim zuz, that's going to trigger a mode of the mixas. Right? V'ikah chiyuv shvua, but mode of the mixas, mishim dahoda b'mixas, ha-tviya, u'mishim hachi hitila ha-tara shvua al-hashar. It's because he's obligated, right? Not because he's happens to be voluntarily paying. Avali neva deina neman klal elibatars chiyuv chadash ein b'zaden mitam motive mixas zebar. Again, if you take the view, the more moderate view that I was suggesting a minute ago, which is maybe we don't believe him, but there's a chiyuv to a kind of process, to a version of the truth, right? So that's a little bit different. That's not hinani nosei l'cha matana, right? It's let's treat this as if this is a taina chashuva. Oh. Now, a step beyond saying it's a commitment to a process would be say, and that's a pshat in kiyuze. A perspective beyond the idea that this is just a commitment to a process would be to say, you know what? This is not only a level of commitment, an applied commitment, but it is a level of nemanus, but not necessarily edus, and maybe not an objective nemanus either. Maybe what we could say is, with respect to his own domain, right, there's no reason to demand objective view. We have the right to rely on his subjective nemanus. That's not the same as saying it's edus, right? It's saying that, you know, in his domain, we have different rules. Not that we're machshir psule edus. That would also work very well here. Yeah?
How do we factor in the concept in capital cases of ein adam meisim atzma rasha?
Well, ein adam meisim atzma rasha refers to making himself pasul le'edus, usually. Right? Or being obligated in some sort of an onesh. And he can't do that through Hodas Baldin Kemenim Dami. As we'll see in a minute, the Iser parallel, as we'll see in one second, of Hodas Baldin Kemenim Dami is what we call Shavya Naksha Chaticha de Isura. That's an Iser analog of the Mominus Hadas Vadin Kemedim Davi. But that too has consequences, but not punishments and not a status like Psuledus. That's what Einu Lemeis Matzim Rasha means. He can't give himself, quote unquote, the status of a Rasha by his own self-incrimination. You can't incriminate yourself and as a result incur either punishment, right, or a change in status. For that we require external and objective evidence. But that's not what's happening in any of these cases. It's more a question of applying certain, you know, consequences. Consequences are different than status or even than punishment. Okay? So the actually, as it happens, the Bali Tosa speak about Einu Lemeis Matzim Rasha here on this page, if you want to know, just in the context of the Korban cases.
Right.
Because the problem in the Korban cases is that, you're going to force the guy to bring, you know, Chulin Lazara. Right? That's where they speak about a little bit. Look at the bottom of Tosas Tiramasu Maim Yirtza. Tosas asks this question. Let's say the guy said I was amazed. Right? Tosas gives an important answer. Kind of what I was saying. It's one thing to say that he can't make himself into a Rasha. It's quite another matter to say that you're going to force him to, you know, continue to transgress, or to transgress, to be maybe Chulun Nazara when he says he doesn't. He's screaming and yelling and saying, Mezari, you see, I can't bring this Korban. It's not a proper, you know, Korban. Yeah.
There's two things in Shulchan Aruch. Hesed Shrua.
Right.
And Shrua Medioraisa.
Okay.
Maybe that's the difference here.
Well, Hesus is a both those cases. Hesus is in a case of Kofra Kol, right? And then Midrabanan, they said even a Kofra Kol, because Enonim Tavelim came Yeshlo, is obligated to take a Shavua Drabanan. That's Kofra Kol. But here we're talking about a case of Motiv Mitzvah. So that's Asher Yomar Ki was there. That's the Din Dorais. Okay, so you can see a little bit what's going on with the Ksos and how the Ksos is taking two extreme views. The Xos's final answer, as we'll see, Lachay Nira, right, we're up to that paragraph. The Hod Neman Adam El Atzma Fabishu Karv El Atzmo, Hainushum Zeres HaKasuv, She Adam Neman Al Atzmo B'chol HaPsulim Sheyeshbo. Now you'll see in a moment that I'm not exaggerating about the Xos, meaning his Chiddush is in the other extreme, and that is, this is Eidus Gemura, written Eidus Gemura with all new laws because it's B'tchum Atzma. U'kfar heir einenu ma'or ha'olam Rashi b'kiddushin. You can see that he really likes this Rashi. How he squeezes so much from these few words in Rashi, I don't know. It's always been a puzzlement to me. But Perak Omer Hodos Balin Kemedim Dami Zelishon Rashi D'chsiv Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh. That's all Rashi says. Right? For that he got a Heir Einenu Ma'or Ha'ol. I mean, that's the general point about Rashi, but he's particularly ecstatic about Rashi here because he thinks that he came through with this breakthrough, you know, which the Ksos is then going to quote all through the Sefer and then through Avnei Miluim. You know, he just loves this Chavos Das. I mean, Tzivos quotes it. Tzivos Shiyomar Ki Huzeh Harish Samach Al Mikvas Hoda'asa Ad Kan. That's all Rashi says. Im Kain Ki Heichi Dehem In Torah Shnei Edim Alacherim Ki Heichi, just as equation, right? Just as equating two witnesses generally. Kain Hem In Atorah L'Chol Adam Al Atzmo Apagav Du Karov L'Atzmo the Karov L'Pasul Torah El Alacherim Av L'Atzmo Neman Mashenkin L'Zakos the Bala Hayin Alacherim Mishim Hachenu Nem. And then he repeats it again. Listen to this. U'Beshach Simon Reish Simon Lamed Zayin. You can skip it if you want. From above, that's a fascinating shach, but not for now. The shach is also bothered by the idea: how could there be a nogea b'davar? Right? If how can his psul be based on karov liatzmo if he's neman lachol? So So the Kneishah, how do you might as well look at it? The Zelashana, the Hekha, the Eshahana, Umikri Nogea, Chashiv Kakarov. The Shach actually is docha this. The Ksos is a little unfair. I happen to like it, but the Ksos has a nice suggestion. He says like this. The difference is that he's only a Karav Liyashah. He's not an objective Karav Liyashah. What?
The Shach.
Shach. Shach says...
I heard you say Ksos.
No. I said both. I said, the Shach says something nice. The Ksos... unfairly only quotes the Shach before he rejected it, although I happen to think he shouldn't have rejected it, and that the Ksos is hard on him in that respect, doubly so. I was saying both the Ksos and the Shach. Anyway, so it's not like, you know, photostats, and but this time I was innocent. Okay, so the Shach had a very interesting idea. The Shach says like this. The idea that Nogea is a Karav Liatzmo is acceptable, but this Karov is different than other Karovim. Because he's a Karav Liatzmo because of his interest. Right? Normally a Karov, certain somebody's a Karov because of their blood ties. In other words, I'm being made on brother Bob, you know, or father whatever, or son, well, as the case may be, or mother, or sister, or whatever it is. So why my Karov? Because we're related. Right? And it doesn't matter what I'm testifying about, because I'm still related to that person. But when I'm related about my intra, I mean, when I'm testifying about my interest, says the Shach. So maybe one could say, this is a sharp kind of line of the Shach, maybe one could say he's related to the extent that they're his interest. And the second that he's trying to testify against his interest, right? He's kind of in an unrelated situation, or he's treating himself as an unrelated party, because the relationship here is not a blood relationship; it's a financial gain relationship. So if he is operating against his interest, so maybe legabe that he's not a karav liatzmo. That's what the Shach suggests. Kind of very love the shachilik. I happen to like it, as I say. You know, probably not surprising. The Shach himself says, nah. If you look there in Siman Lamed Zayin, he says, he can't really say that. I always thought he was too hard on himself. The Ksos quotes the Shach and doesn't quote the part where he rejects it. That's what I meant before. Okay? So the Ksos here quotes this. That's what it means. Meaning it's a more plastic, you know, it's a more flexible Geder of Karov. Fine. V'lo Eda Alman is chavtu b'psul Karov Yosef Yipshar b'psul Eidos. The Ksos says, I don't know why he had a problem to begin with. Didn't he know my Yisod based on the explicit Rashi that Hodas B'lin K'medim Dami is a Hechsher b'toras Eidos Gemura, as long as it's, you know, keneged, you know, his interest. So nay, Deina Karov Lachov. It's true. Right, he is a Karov. Against the Shach, in other words. Mikomakom in Eleid Echad. Right? But he's also one aid. He's only one aid. V'Torah Amra, Al Tishnayim Beidim Yakum Davar. Boat, Eved, Shivcha, Gazlan. No, Nami Hodas Balin Kemedim. No one ever said that an Eved, a Shivcha, Gazlan, and Isha, that they don't have the din of Hodas Balin Kemedim. Why? So again, Marib and Leib would tell you, because it's his Chayvus Matana. Or, it's his chayvus to a process. Or, I would add, maybe it's a kind of special namanus, adam namagalatz miyosem meish. But the Ksos is already working from the perspective of, this is Eidus. So he's saying, how could it be Eidus if he's a Karov, if he's an Echad, if he's a Shivcha, an Eved, a Isha, apostle? How could it be? The answer is, Ela Ikaratam, Kamosha Kasavnu, Tatorah L'Apostle Sapsulim, Ela Lacherim, Avalalatzmo, Hemino Torah v'nasolam nemanus kimea edim delfinim b'nefsiv kiyuzek kamosha kasav Rashi. It's an explicit Rashi, right? That's the Ksos. So then he goes so far as to say. Then he casts the parallel to Shavinapsha, which is very important. Umiksa shakasu gam bedin Shavinapsha katicha diyisura ugam ke b'toras neder. Just like we have this discussion, why do we believe him? Right in Mamanus. when he's made against his interest, the same exact parallel discussion, what about an Isurin? Shavinashe Chaticha Isura means that he makes a statement, right, which is against his interests in the area of Isur V'Hater, right? He asks something on himself. So there were some said, like Mari Belaim said, oh, just like this is Chayvus and Mamon, it's like a Neder and Isurin. It's a parallel idea. That's something extraneous. But Aval Reisi V'Marit Chelik Gimel Simen Aleph So once again, the Ksos is taking it literally. In other words, not just it's Kain Neder. It's like a Neder. It's Neder. So maybe Shabbat Nusach of Neder. Right? Maybe it's Nitan L'Sheela. You can revoke it. Well, Fidachenu, Gabedin Shavya, Chaticha de Yisura, whom he did the manus. The Kivin de Hemin Tar L'Choladam Al'atzmo, Imkain Bein B'mamon, Bein B'Yisur, Li'olam Neman Al'atzmo. Here the Ksos says, why should, I mean, if it's real Eidus, Al Inyan Atzmo, who cares whether it's Isur or Mamon? So does it say. In real Eidus, we don't care. El Dakati Kilamedak, Minol and Dodos from the Yosur Ve'edim. The only thing that bothers me, he says, and this is the question of the Ritva, right? How come Odos from is more than Eidim? So again, if it was a Skybus or Matana, or commitment to a certain version of the truth or process, or even my suggestion, which is, it's subjective in the manus. You know what? It's his problem. It's his bubble. It's his issue. We'll give him all the them and a lot in his matter. Not Eidus. Right? The world according to the Chayev. That's what it is. Then there's no problem. But because the Ksos really thinks that this is a detail in Hilchos Eidus, It's a rehabilitation of actual Eidus. So how do you ever do better? Treis Kaneya. A zillion Eidim are no better than two Eidim. So how did this, it's Komatzmo. So there's Eidus even for a Karov, an Echad, an Isha, all them together, doesn't matter. But it can't be better than two Eidim regularly, can he? He just can't understand that. With all his ingenuity, right, because of his ingenuity, because he understands this idea, so it's a serious problem. V'imishum d'sid ki huzeh, right? Haynu heicha d'leika eidin d'mekak shilei. That's because there's no eidim against mishum migu d'neman. Aval heicha d'ik eidin d'mekak shilei. It's a tray. D'lo. Where am I? Shayach migu da migu bachem edim lo minan vim kei minal anu neman vein lomer du misvara da chazinim loshen rashi diyalef le mikra ki uzeh. And he doesn't answer this question, but that's the Ksos. So what I'm suggesting is that really there are four perspectives here. There's a skaivus, there's the skaivus to a process or to a version of the truth, there is the bubble of subjective nemanus, and then there is the objective edus aspect. Now, part of the difference between the third and the fourth, in addition to the problem of trey, is another issue, and that is, we find this in Shavinafsha, and we find it sometimes in Hodas Baldin, and I think it was raised last week, and that is, do you ever have a situation where Hodas Baldin or Shavinafsha affects somebody else? The short answer, the general answer, the short answer is no. Because it's Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami. How can you believe him about somebody else? That's the whole point. But here and there, you'll find a little bit of an echo of this idea that you will have impact of Hodas Baldin on someone else. It can only be in the following situation and according to the following perspective. It can only be with the perspective similar to that of the Ksos, namely that we do believe him objectively as Eidus. And it can only be in a situation where basically we're dealing with one din Torah and it's predominantly about him. But there's some residual spillover effect on somebody else. There's a residual effect on somebody else, but it's his din Torah. Maybe, since we really do believe him like Edim, right, you can get a spillover effect. But if it was a Schaibus of either type, or even subjective nemanus, his world, His world cannot affect somebody else. Right? Except to the extent that that somebody else is derivative of his world. That's not what I meant by the residual effect. So this is a huge and a very important issue. Okay. As far as the korban question, let me just speak about that for a minute. So we saw that there is this interesting triple discussion in the Gemara about our Meir and the Chachamim. The Gemara seems to have the possibility of distinguishing between Chatos, Asham, and Kovash. Yeah. So I just wanted to highlight that with the Ramban. So the Ramban here, back to page 1. First, let's look at the third entry, which is the second Ramban, addresses this question. Like, what's the difference between Chatos and Asham? Right? Because the Gemara originally says that we, according to Rabbeinu, we believe the Edim when it comes to Chatos. And then the Gemara says, but what about Asham? And the Gemara says, Asham Ainu Karban too. So what's that all about? So the Ramban, this is the second Ramban, third entry, says, Hodar Mina Ma'ala Piv Mechai Bo Asham, Varmina Nami Asham Ainu Karban, Kashalon, Valar Abana Nami Shnei Edim, Bishena Machishim Mechai Bin Osa Karban, Yafal Pikain, Ein Mechai Bin Osa Asham, the Ba'asham V'hisvadaksiv, the Hahodaha, he hamachai baso. This is very, again, a very lamdash Ramban. The heich nechayva below hoda, v'afilu yavo eliyahu v'yomar. So the Ramban says, when it comes to asham, when it comes to chatos, it's ohoda elav chataso. What does ohoda elav chataso mean? He was informed of his chet. I mean, he has to have knowledge of his chet. What does it say by Asham? V'hisvada. What does that mean? He confessed. So the Ramban says, in Asham, the Mechayiv includes his own admission, or at least self-awareness. Maybe even more than self-awareness, admission. You could say it's part of the Kapara process. And that's what he means. Afa pikein ein Mechayiv in Asa Asham. The ba'asham at the zvadaksiv ba'oda hi amechay baso veheich nechay v'beloda. That's what he means. Afil yavo Eliyahu v'yomar. Even if Eliyahu Hanavi comes, like Eliyahu Hanavi knows the truth, right? We believe it. And he'll tell you this is what Kami Shmaya God. The Rebbeinu Shalom knows it happened. It doesn't make a difference. Until this person admits it, there's no chiyav asham. V'hol odami klal lachila skelev. It's not at all comparable to the chatas of achila schelev, ukiyotzeba. Because there, demishas achila nischayev, the edim gluye milsa hu the kahavdi. When it comes to chatas, the maisa is mechayev chatas, the maisa veira. The edim are the evidence, they're the gili milsa. Aval asham ein chiyuv al klal elemishas hodashol. This is a big chiddush. This is Ramban. This is how he reads the Gemara. That's why the Gemara said that even though if Edim work in the end of the day for Chatos, they shouldn't work for Asham. But then the question is, and this is what he's going on, right? Asham, Hainukar, what's the answer of the Gemara? Because now that we've portrayed the requirement of Bidui in Asham as part of the Mechayiv, how do you get past that? All you day ate him. Oh. So the answer is Yeshloma Lura Meir Kavachomer Shalo Osa Edim Yosem Rauda Bekol Makom. Ramban says that's part of the Kavachomer Rav Meir. Kavachomer Rav Meir is that Edim are always superior to Hoda. What does that mean? So I think what Ramban means is as follows. Right. Previously, in the context of Chatos, Chelev and Chatos and so on, what that obviously meant was, again, in terms of Gluye Milsa, in terms of establishing the truth. What it means in Asham is that if Hodas Atzmo is part of the Mechayev, then Hadas Edim establishes the equivalent of Hodas Atzmo as well. In the sense that, what do we mean by that? Meaning, for him to deny his awareness of what he did in the context of two Edim, testifying about it, is a level of denial which Al Pidin is unacceptable. That's what the Ramban is being mechadish. No, that's a pshat. I mean, that is the Isvada. He is in a state of vidui whether he admits it or not. Right. I think it's a chiddush, but I think that's what the Ramban means. Now, it's interesting that if you look earlier at the previous Ramban.
You're on my road sign. No?
What? Well, you don't really have to be kofei me. He has to really come to it. But in other words, almost like there has to be a credible denial for it not to be that he's staring in the face of a vidui. He's not verbalizing the vidui, but you know what? Al pidin, he's faced with the truth that too constitutes the hisvada according to Rabbeinu. So I think it's very interesting if you look at the previous Ramban that he's struggling with this as well. Right, so the Gemara said originally when it came to Chatas, Malapiv Shekein Mechayiv Karban, right? So all the Rishonim scramble. Right? What is the case originally when it talked about Chatas for the Chachamim? What is the case where Piv is Mechayiv Karban, right? And Edim is not. Right? There can be two scenarios. One is a case where he denies, and the other is a case where he's silent. Right, it can be three scenarios. He agrees, he denies, he's silent. Right? So this is what they're all struggling with. So the Ramban, the previous Ramban says, Tamani, halo af, eidim mechai denosa karban, even according to the Rabbanon, b'she'eno makisha. Right? Let's say they don't deny it. Right? Upiv b'she'en eidim makishin, hushim mechaivo, av makishin osolomashma. Will Piv be Mechayivim when Edim say that it's not true? They'll allow him to be Ma'ayel Chulin La'azara. Edim say, he didn't eat Chalev. He's saying, I ate Chalev. The Shogeg, I feel terrible. I'm bringing my Karban. They're going to start, like, you know, jumping on him, tackling him, you know. Be Ma'ayel Chulin La'azara. They know he didn't do it. What's going on here? Right? So there are different perspectives in the Rishonim, Palitosis already, and in the Ramban, here, the Shema Nilma Mikan Davar Zeh Shepiv Mechayiv Afilu B'Shemakishin also the Rabbanon. Maybe even if the Rabban, even if the Edom are against, we'll listen to his version and allow him to bring a Karban. Ulrab Meir, it's Edom, right? Velo Piv, maybe Edom beat out Piv, and Edom are able to impose Karban even against Piv, and Piv can't against Edom. That's one answer to the Ramban. The Shema, or after Rav Meir, Piv Edom Shavim, Shnei Mechayvin, Shnei Main Potrin. Either one can be Mechayiv, even against the Hakhash of the other. Neither one can be Poter. The O Deish Lefarish, Hachi Kamar, Matzinu Shein Edom Michalim Mechayvo Karban, Kegon, Beomer, Lo Achalti. Right? Upiv Mechayvo, Behodav, who adin l'shnika. So you can see the Ramban is struggling to figure out what's going on here, correct? Ah. So part of the story here is, you know, who do you believe more? Is there a difference between Chiyuv and Ptur? Right? All that is part of the story. But another part of the story is, what is the primary category here? Meaning, When Edom come along and they say that he ate Chalev, right? And he doesn't deny it. So is that Piv? By not denying it? Or is that Edus? Right? And let's say he does deny it, but we paskin that we listen to the Edom. Right? Is that because it's an undeniable offense? Or is it because, no, just the Edom override his Piv? Right? So what I'm trying to say is, Even in the previous case of the Gemara, even in the case of Chatzos, never mind Asham, even then, the Gemara was considering the possibility that sometimes Edim, there the pasuk is Ohoda, it's easier to say, Ohoda Elav Chatoso. So when it comes to the question of denial, like a legitimate denial, it's not true. So what? That's not Ohoda Elav Chatoso. But Stein made him our gold standard. So he knows, well, he can claim, he can scream as much as he wants, and he didn't do it. Was he informed that he did it? That's not that Edom are Mechayev him. That's the Hagdara of Ohoda Elav Chatoso. The Chiddush of the next Ramban is that true even for the Izvada? Right? But if we say, you know, that's the Kal V'chomer, Lo Yehei Piv Gedola Me'adas Edim, maybe even for the Hizvada. Okay. Anyway, we'll stop here. I want to speak next week about briefly about Knas, then about the next Gemara about Hakhasha and Hazama and Eid Echad. So we'll speak about that and finish up Tildalid Amud Aleph in the middle next week.